Hello. Hi, hi, hi. Hello, it's Danny over here, and you're listening to Layers of Love. Okay, so what are we talking about today? So today first I want to talk about how was you guys' Halloween weekend. I bet it was fun. I know Halloween today was like a sight to see for real. Everybody was so creative with their costumes this year, like literally every costume. Like, damn, I should have done that. But I shouldn't have done that because I'm sure I wouldn't have executed it the way the other person would, because like y'all be real creative out here. I want to hear
you guys' stories, like always. If you have anything to tell me, please DM me on Instagram. DNOV AAA._.
Yeah, okay. My Halloween weekend was fun. For the first time in my life, this is the only year that I've done 4 costumes for 4. Like, Halloween was such, like, it was so nice this year because it was, like, in the middle of the week. So there was, like, 1 week, basically, of full just Halloweenity, Halloween activities. So it was like really fun. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday ever, ever, ever. October is my favorite month. Autumn is my second favorite season. So that time of period is just like, it's so amazing. Like, I love it so much. But now we're back into the nitty gritties. Now we're in midterm season. And guys, oh my God. I have been dying. I literally have midterms every other day. I'm not even playing with you guys. Like, literally every other day there is a midterm, and every day I'm studying for this and for that. If there's not a midterm, there's something due. It's been crazy, guys. It's been crazy. But we ball. We ball, because this, you know what this is? This is just a progress. It's just a journey. And I'm willing to experience it, you know? Things will fall into place. Things are kind of falling into place, but we'll see. Not excited for winter. Not excited for winter now that October's over, actually. It's the worst time for me, at least. I hate winter. I hate it so much. But we'll try to make the most of it. One thing that I've been trying to do or thinking about doing is that when it gets really, like, really, really dark and sad, like the little times we do have sunshine in the morning, I want to try and go out for walks, spend a little bit of time outside. But the thing is, that's difficult about that is that it's going to be cold and I'm going to want to be home. You know, what am I going to be doing outside in the cold? But I don't know. If you guys have any suggestions, or if you guys want to join me on my daily vitamin D intake so this winter is bearable, then please, please, please join me. Shoot me a DM, a text or something. Yeah, okay, let's get into it. I don't really think there's anything much else to say. Yeah, okay. So, same as always, we have submissions. I know I did a special episode last time, but we're going to go back to the regular format. Doesn't mean that it wasn't bad. It was just special for a reason. It can't be an everyday thing, right? So, yeah, we're going to go back to the regular format, submissions about friendships, relationships, and personal. And we're going to try and offer perspective in the best way we can. Okay. I'm really hungry, guys. Sorry. Now this is all I'm thinking about. I'm always so busy in the morning, so I don't even end up eating until like 5 or 4. But it always is worse to deal with. Like, it's always bad to deal with regardless. It doesn't get any easier at all. But yeah, okay, so first first submission. So there's this guy I've been talking to for a couple of months now. We're definitely vibing. We text all the time. We hang out a bunch, but we never really talked about what we're doing. Like, are we just friends or are we actually a thing? He's super sweet and we get along so well, but sometimes he's super hot and cold. Like, some days he'll be all over me calling and texting all day, but other days I barely hear from him. I know we're not in a relationship yet, but I don't want to keep wasting time if he's not serious about anything. I really like him, but I'm scared to straight up ask him where things stand because I don't want to freak him out or come off as needy. Is it too soon to bring this up, or is it just one of those things I need to stop stressing over and let things play out naturally? Well, I'm not the best person to ask because I'm a super overthinker. Now I'm playing. Obviously, as objective as I can be, I guess, I really think that, first of all, you need to acknowledge that liking him can give subconscious expectations to what you expect from him, you know? Right? Like, you like someone, you start to notice them a bit more often, you start to talk to them a bit more often, conversations happen a bit more often, and now you might expect a conversation to happen, you know, every so often, because, you know, that's just what you expect. But you wouldn't expect that from someone you maybe don't have a crush on, you know? So I feel like you need to also be considerate of his feelings, or not his feelings. Well, yes, obviously be considerate of his feelings, but also, like, just be considerate of his perspective. That's a better word to say. Like, yeah. Yeah, just be considerate of his perspective. He, you know, don't automatically put him in a category and treat him otherwise and set expectations for him specifically just because you like him, you know? But, yeah. With that being said, I also think you need to take things for, as a scientist, scientists like to use observable data. This is low-key studying for me. This is a studying method, explaining things out loud. So observable data, right? Don't just take things as face value, meaning, like, don't just take things as, oh, I see it as this, so that's what I think it's this, so that's what I'm gonna think of it. Like, you know, like, we feelings and experiences alter our perception so much more than we realize. So when you want to maybe wonder if there is a possibility of you guys being together, I feel like you should really look at observable physical hard evidence, you know? Look at the texts. Are the texts flirty? Are they not just from your end, but are they from his end too? And when are they, if they are flirty, who initiates it? Is it just you that's always initiating it and you just don't realize, or is it from both parties, or is it just him, or, you know? You can also, I recently heard about this, and honestly, I probably shouldn't be promoting ChatGPT as a student, but I actually do not use it for any of my assignments because I just don't. But it's kind of fun to play with, especially with all the new upgrades. So I recently heard about pasting a text, like, if you're in, like, let's say you like someone or you're in a situationship trying to figure out what it is, or this, okay, I don't know if I should be saying this because it's kind of, like, really bad, but you're trying to figure out, like, the person basically, or, you know, and what you should say next. You paste your chat log from, like, Instagram, iMessage, whatever, into ChatGPT, and you go, chat, tell me what this person's personality is like, what they might be feeling towards me from the way they're texting, take into factor that we're this age and we're in this environment, and tell me how I should go about it. And yo, chat will, like, give you, like, a full breakdown, like, oh, he said this at this time, so maybe, like, it's kind of whack. I've never done it, but I've seen / heard about other people doing it, and it's like, damn, So it's like, that might be an option for you. But I am not promoting it at all, okay? I am just sharing. What is that thing they say when they like want to pay, like post a disclaimer that this is just for, oh yes, this is just for entertainment purposes only, okay? I am not promoting anything, okay? I'm not getting paid, so I'm not promoting nothing. That's an option. I mean, that's an option that I've heard other people play about, okay? Anyways, yeah, that's an I keep saying that. I feel like just honestly taking things for how they are, for the hard physical evidence you can see, like, you can see, like, this is it. Like, you know headphones are on the table because you can feel the headphones on the table. You can hear the sound of the headphones when you pick it up and drop it on the table. You know, right? Same thing. You might know he likes you because he says things that people say when they have a crush on somebody. Right? And after maybe sitting and thinking with all that, you need to sit and think about if you would be okay with not pursuing something with him. Because if you do truly value your friendship and you don't want to how do I explain it? I just feel like, yeah, if you do truly value your friendship and you don't want to mess things up by bringing your feelings involved, you need to ask yourself if you're okay with you guys staying friends and you moving on. And if you are okay with that, then maybe don't say anything until you're for sure that you want to, basically. Exactly. Yeah. Don't say anything unless you're sure you want to. And if you are not okay with never like pursuing something romantically and only staying friends, then you need to be upfront about your feelings. You need to be like, hey, like, I really like you as a friend, but I also have feelings for you as something more. And I just want to let it out there and be honest with my feelings so that you know what it is for me, and it doesn't seem like I have any ulterior motive, you know? Something along those lines. I keep hearing buzzing, and I'm not sure if it's the mic or the headphones, but it's freaking me out. Freaking me out. I don't know what to do. Okay. See? It did it again. What the hell? Maybe it's feedback or something. So with that being said, yeah, I don't feel like you're being too greedy by wanting to know what it is. You have feelings, and that's okay. You want to know other people's feelings, and that's also okay. Being open and being communicative is a good thing. I feel like we put vulnerability and being I feel like we just put all of that in like a negative kind of like, no, I don't want to do it because I might get hurt. But it's like you're not necessarily not doing it to protect yourself, right? You're just not being a vulnerable person. That's really it, like, you know? And that's something that is necessary for some types of relationships. So, yeah. Okay, someone said, I'm halfway through college and I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. Everyone around me seems to have it figured out and it's making me feel super behind. How do I stop stressing about my future and just focus on what makes me happy now? I totally get that. I totally get feeling lost, especially at this age, because it's like kind of a weird transition from being a kid and not really knowing anything about the real world and being forced to know everything about the real world now. But you need to know that everyone else is probably feeling the same way. People are just masking it. And you may be masking it without even realizing. You people may be thinking about the same thing for you. Like, oh, she's in college and I'm not in college or something, you know? And it's like, when we think about things, we tend to seek it out, you know? When we constantly think about leaves, you would probably start to go seek out some leaves. If we constantly think that, sorry, I think I just found the reason for the buzzing noise. Yeah. If we constantly think that, nope, still there. Okay, right. If we constantly think that, hey, everyone else has it figured out and I don't, then we're gonna look subconsciously, but purposely look for things to confirm our thinking. That's why I say our thoughts and our experiences can really, really alter our perception. There are 8 billion people in this world. That means there are 8 billion perspectives currently, as of right now, and hundreds more that has happened. You know, everyone experiences the world in a different way. So with that being said, you need to see what you want for your world. Okay, if you're not okay with the way you're feeling right now, then do something that might alter that. You know, it may not be like, okay, well, then I'm going to quit college. I'm going to start a business and then I have my life figured out. Not necessarily, but like you kind of break down what you don't, what do you mean by you don't have your life figured out? Like, okay, you're in college. What are you in college for? Why do you feel like that's not necessarily giving you that satisfaction of not of do or accomplishing something? Okay, or maybe like you're not diving into your passion, which gives you more of that like motivated and productive feeling than what you're doing currently. Like you need to really dive into why you feel that way. And if it's because people are at a higher, with quotation marks, because that's very subjective, if you think people are at like a higher position than you in life right now, then you really have to understand that you don't see everything, right? You can't be taking things as this is that. So that applies to me too, because it doesn't. You guys are two completely different people. You know, you guys may be in similar circumstances, but you guys have had two completely different experiences throughout life in the most intricate way possible, you know? So with that being said, the comparison is the thief of joy. So it needs to stop. Once that stops, you'd be surprised how content you feel with your life. But you can't feel content until you actually do something that makes you feel content, you know, until you actually do something that gives you that satisfaction of, you know, I'm doing something. I felt the same way recently. Not recently, but like I've felt that feeling before, definitely, especially towards the beginning of this year. This year meaning my second year, and a lot of last year on first year. But that kind of went away once I started doing things I liked, joining the show, being more involved in school. I realized I'm a very communicative person. I like to do things that involve community, whether it's work community, school community, after club, Radio Laurier community. I like to be part of things, right? So that's what I started doing. I started looking for places that I could be part of that also suit my interests, you know? That's why I'm here, because I like to entertain. I like to talk. I like to offer perspective. And I've been feeling a lot more content. Yeah, I've been feeling a lot more motivated. Yeah, obviously there's still stress factors throughout life. Like I was just complaining about the midterms I've been going through, but I feel like I'm working towards something. And once you feel like that, the sheer feeling of knowing that you're going to do something is enough to just keep you going, honestly. So I just feel like you just really need to find things that make you content, you know? But that's just what I think, you know. That's just what I think. Yeah. Yeah. We have about 15 more minutes. Okay. Kind of tired of talking, guys. I can't lie. This week has not been it for me. I was actually late to the studio today. But, yeah, I'm not in the best feeling today. I just want to be on my bed. I don't even want to do anything, but I also want to do everything, but I just don't have the energy to do everything. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't have the energy or like the mental capacity to do all the things that I have to do, but I have the motivation to do it. So it's like really tiring having those conflicting feelings in your body, but we ball, we get it done. You get it done because that's what we like to do. We like to get things done. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take 2 minutes and then we'll be back with the last submission. Okay, we're back. So this last one, I actually took way longer than 2 minutes, but it's okay. We're gonna get through it. So this last one says, I had this female friend who'd always put men first, seek male validation, and start making me look weird in front of men that she likes or wants to like her. She also did this with a few friends, and they cut her off first before I did. We cut each other off because our argument that caused this was because of a man, and I never fight or argue because of a man, but she did. Recently, she called me twice on her number, and I feel concerned because she genuinely lost herself and lost a lot of friends because of actions. Should I feel bad for her? You are allowed to feel bad for her, but also stay away from that at the same time. Because let me tell you about men who put... Let me tell you about something about women who put men first. They are dangerous. No, like legitimately, they are dangerous. They will leave you in a situation that you don't want to be with because of a man, whether it's to go see a man, whether because there is a man there, like it's super dangerous. So honestly, I feel like you are allowed to feel bad for her. You are allowed to check in on her once or twice, but you gotta keep your distance until she heals that, because that's not safe for you. Genuinely, that's not safe for you. I do not go out with girls who put men first. It's just dangerous. Like, I don't want to lose my life over a stupid action that you did all because of a man. I don't do it. I am not friends with girls who put men first. All of my friends are amazing people. I love you guys. All of my friends know how dangerous someone like that is. And I don't want to, like, pander too much on the women, because in the end, men are the problem. Who said that? What? But at the same time, it's just not a situation that you just want to have yourself in. Like, that's just as of right now. Maybe it's something you can deal with, but from what I can tell, I don't think it's something you can deal with. But if it is, then I guess you can. But no, there's no point in being a savior, because you were not put on earth to be a savior to anybody. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on what your priorities are. Are your priorities being like having a friendship with her, like, and possibly taking that risk of, you know, just being in a friendship with someone that puts men first, or do you value your safety and your mental health? That might sound really harsh, but guys, I'm sorry. I just have a bad track record with girls like that. Like, I really it's just too dangerous. And it's like, I've tried that savior complex already, which is really bad, but I don't know. I'm too empathetic for my own good. I've tried to be that girl that was there for, like, in my case, that friend that was male-centered. And it's like, They really, but like they just really don't care about anyone else other than men and themselves. Like, just really, that's just plain and simple, just like that. Because, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, I'm just speaking from my experience. That's something I will never want to go through again, okay? Because that heartbreak was crazy. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just not for me. You can feel bad for her, but at the same time, I will still keep my distance as if it's still fresh, at least for now. If it's still fresh, if it's not so fresh, maybe something that happened 1 year ago, yeah, sure, go back to her, see if she's changed or something. But if not, I'm sorry, girl, I'll stay away from that. I can't. I'm sorry. I just really don't like girls like that. And if you are listening and you might have those tendencies, no shade, just heal, you know. Look at why you seek out validation from that particular group. And honestly, we as women have been trained to only pander to men from the beginning, so I get it, kind of. But at the same time, it's like you just need to figure out why you still seek out that validation from that specific group of people. That's all I have to say. Let me just stop talking before this gets, okay, I'm running out of my time here. So this was kind of a short episode. It's only like 26 minutes. Once it gets edited, probably like 24. Actually, I don't think there's three minutes of cutting that I need to do. I think this episode's pretty smooth. But yeah, sorry for the short episode, guys. It's just a really week, you know? Next week, I will be back, because next week I don't have any midterms at all. I think this is actually the first week after, like, reading week. No. After the week before reading week that I haven't had anything due or any midterms. So that should tell you how crazy it's been. But, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Like always, if you want to submit, I haven't done it yet, but I will. I'll put the link in my bio on my Instagram, dnovaaa_. If you want to send a text, have a conversation, or just be friends, DM me. I'm super nice. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, guys, have a great rest of your day, rest of your night, rest of your whenever you're listening to this. I love you all. Don't forget to cut yourself some slack, take in the world, and just breathe. 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 Okay. Okay, bye, guys. Thank you for listening to Layers of Love.